Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are on the 11th day of the month of June, the year 2022. Welcome to the Prophetic View podcast channel. This is Bishop Alexander M.C.K. Chileshe, under the emblem of TPVG Ministry. We are thankful for life this day. As we are believers in this world, both the physical and the supernatural, that means that the devil and his agents are in trouble in the name of Jesus. The reason they're in trouble is because we've got life eternal. We've got life in our lungs today. We've got life in our brains today. We've got life in our hearts today. We have got life thanks to the mercies of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the one true and only living God. Today we're going to look at a quick short topic titled, Don't Keep Your Christianity a Secret. And I'm reading from the book of Mark chapter 5 verse 19. And the Bible declares, tell them what great things the Lord has done for you. And I'll read it from the KJV, and it says, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee, and has had compassion on thee. Hallelujah. Zetrigabado. My God, my God, my God. In the past week, I have taught about when you're at the mountaintop, what you bring down to the valley. I've also taught on the only way to keep what you have is to give it away. Let's go deeper on that today, slightly, just propound a little further on this teaching. Hallelujah. Question. Have you ever been somewhere so wonderful that you never wanted to leave that place? Maybe you were in Seychelles, or you were in the Maldives, or you were in Dubai, you know, or maybe you were in Paris, you know, somewhere around the Eiffel Tower, where there's such beauty, there's comfort, there's peace. Or you are in Swakopmund on the beachfront, and you're just at this place that is just so calming. It's beautiful. It's peaceful, and you just want to stay in that place forever. Forgetting of where you're coming from. You see, when we read the story from the book of Mark chapter 5 verse 19, that's how the man in this chapter felt after Jesus healed him from a life of insanity. Hello, somebody just say, this is what the Lord has done for me. When you're done saying that, tell the enemy, tell the devil, and tell them, see what the Lord has done. This man in Mark chapter 5, see, the Bible is stipulating in a more revelational way that he wanted to travel with Jesus. He wanted to move on with Jesus, to listen to his teachings. He wanted to live a life of eternal in this Jesus that had just healed him from this insanity. He wanted to witness Jesus' miracles. He wanted to enjoy the company of Jesus Christ. But the Bible tells us that Jesus told him, go home and tell your family what the Lord has done. Go and tell them, see what the Lord has done. And again, I emphasize, the only way to keep what we have is to give it away. This man had received power of the inevitability. This man had received the miraculous. That's a rare angel, especially in this era. The angel known as the miraculous. He had received this miraculous angel to move, walk with him, to speak for him. See, dear brethren, a miracle can speak for you without you opening your mouth. Can I get an amen if you understand what I'm saying? Allow me to go deeper on this. You see, when the Lord has opened a window of opportunity, when the Lord has opened a door of blessings, when the Lord has set upon you the miraculous, you do not have to open a mouth. You do not have to pick up a call and call your family to tell them what has happened. For they will see on their own, and the miraculous will speak from the supernatural realm into the physical. Hello? You see, the man I'm talking about in this teaching had spent years living in a graveyard. My God, he was cutting himself and raving incoherently all his life. Now at this moment in time, the miraculous is speaking to the crowd. The miraculous is speaking to the world. For the Bible tells us that the crowd saw him sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. We find this in the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 35. And I tell you now, dear brethren, that even in the now, that is how it works. The miraculous will speak for you. When there's been restoration in your business, you don't have to tell people that I got my $14 million back. And I'm back at par. No. The miraculous speaks on its own. The enemy will feel the weight. When there has been restoration of your broken relationship with your siblings, you don't have to go out to the world and trumpet it. Everybody will see, for the miraculous speaks on its own. That is why this teaching is titled, Don't Keep Your Christianity a Secret. I've had so many people that come to me or that have come to me in the past for secret visits. People of influence, ministers, heads of states. See, I reached a point in my journey as a believer where I said, listen, if you want to come and partake of my God, hello, you have to take out that nonsensical cloth that you have on you. If you've got pride, you do not want people to see you associating yourself with my God, do not come to me. It's that simple. Especially in this era where we are living now, that people have a lot to say about the charismatic church. people leave their traditional churches, you know, and come visit you so that the God you're serving can hit them up with a miracle in secret, you know. Then they go back to their traditional church with the miracle, and they go bust in that miracle. They go talk about that miracle. But I am saying a true miracle does not have to be spoken for it speaks on its own. And I am saying woe unto you that want to live a life of secret when it comes to your faith. Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And it goes on to say this scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, that the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, we are seeing that whereas we were once in Adam, we were all dead. My guy, or we all die. But now we are in Christ, where all are made alive spiritually. So, dear brethren, I implore you, that stop living a secret Christian life. For if you live a secret Christian life, you are not Christian, but you are of the world, you are of darkness. Go and be a witness to what you have learned. Coming down from the mountaintop, get into the valley and feed the people of what the Lord has shared with you on the mountaintop. Can I get an amen? Tell the world that this, see what the Lord has done for me and my household. My ears have heard, for I've seen what the Lord has done, and I keep on worshiping Him and praising Him. His time. He has brought it to pass. Zitrakabade. See what the Lord has done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Abba Father, for your power speaks volumes in eternal. For your power speaks volumes uncomparable. For your power speaks for me and my situations and my affairs in the name of Jesus Christ. So this morning I just worship you, and I'm just saying, everybody, may the world see what the Lord has done for me, for I'm thankful. Has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. This is the year of your double wonder blessings. If you begin to live in the miraculous, and you begin to come out of that shell of the secret Christianity organization, then praise Him and let the world know that this is what the Lord has done for you. I know the Lord has done much for you. I'm talking to you, my sister, my brother. I am talking to you. You are blessed beyond measure. Shalom, shalom, shalom.